USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida caused historic flooding in the Northeast. At least 50 people lost their lives in New York. At least 11 people died when their basement apartment flooded. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's time to talk about infrastructure.
We have put off for far too long the necessary investments to protect us from the effects of climate change. And it's not that complicated, my friends. We know where we need to build resiliency.
In some flooded areas, police are going door to door and writing out lists of people who are missing. President Biden went to Louisiana to give hope to people flooded out there. He also spoke about rebuilding the infrastructure.
I've been working closely with the governor and our colleagues in Congress in both parties on my Build Back Better plan.
He said any infrastructure that is rebuilt should be built back with more resilience. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The State Department is attempting to reunite a number of children who were separated from their parents during the chaotic evacuation out of Kabul, Afghanistan. USA's John Clemens reports.
Some were voluntarily given even to strangers by their Afghan parents, who at any cost wanted their children to live in freedom away from the Taliban. State Department spokesman Ned Price says they're trying to do all they can to reunite the children with their families.
As soon as a minor child is identified as being without any trusted adult, we immediately begin working to reunite these identified minors with their families and with their loved ones.
Forecasters say Hurricane Larry is expected to strengthen into a major storm as it moves toward the northeast. The storm is heading towards Bermuda, but is still several days out. It's expected to be Category 3 strength by Saturday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said some 50,000 households in Louisiana have now received $500 payments for emergency needs after Hurricane Ida, but the recovery is going to be slow. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Power outages continued in Louisiana and Mississippi for hundreds of thousands of people. Many days after Hurricane Ida roared through the region, Thursday outage tracker PowerOutage.us showed about 34,000 customers in Mississippi were without power, and more than 904,000 in Louisiana were left in the dark. Entergy Louisiana CEO Philip May said power would be restored to most customers in the greater Baton Rouge area by September 8th. It should be noted Louisiana faces a critical shortage of fuel that's hampering recovery efforts, and the recovery process is expected to be quite a lengthy one. Governor John Bel Edwards said gas station outages are mounting in Louisiana's two biggest cities, with a staggering 68.5% of gas stations in Baton Rouge and 64.7% in New Orleans out of gas. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Banksy artwork that self-shredded right after it sold for $1.4 million in 2018 is now up for sale once again. The estimated price this time, $5.5 to $8.3 million. Love is in the Bin will travel to London, Hong Kong, Taipei, and New York before it goes to auction next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.